these nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate, whether it is buying, selling, or borrowing. We cover the topics that matter to you, even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized loan officer,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
And Jason, why does that matter?
Well, it's because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we think you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
Our promise is to keep this short and sweet. We're going to pump out 5 to 10 minutes daily of quality content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get financed.
You have questions?
And we have answered. So let's get started. All right, guys. So the topic of today's episode is I'm mad at my agent. What should I do? Right. So now this could be geared towards sellers or buyers, but in any event, your client, you are the client. That's who we're talking to on this podcast. You're upset with your agent, right? And so let's kind of walk through that scenario, right? First, let's examine your expectations and whether or not they're realistic. And I don't want anyone to get upset here, right? I'm just asking you to check yourself, right? You may have valid concerns, totally.
Yeah.
But if you're, for example, upset that your house hasn't sold in the first 2 weeks on the market, when your agent clearly sat down with you and showed you that in your neighborhood, the comparables are 45 to 60 days on average, and you knew that up front, maybe give it a little bit more time. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, let's just say, As the consumer, right, or the seller, you and your agent agree on a price after you reviewed. Remember, you just reviewed the comps on time frame.
This happens a lot.
Now, here's another one. What if you guys agree to the price? You set the price
based off of the comps.
Yeah,
like we're not
those
making
comps
up
that you discussed just a minute ago that you were talking about. In historically, it takes about 45 days to sell a house,
and this
house
is
isn't sold in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now we're upset with the house isn't sold, but now let's go take it a step further because I've run into this a lot just in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you guys have looked at those same comps. You guys have agreed to the price. You've set the price. And now that home is sold in a day.
Right. Either way, you're a bum, right? Because now they're questioning if you priced it too low.
Yes.
But I'd say I didn't price anything too low, right? I showed you the data. I made a recommendation.
Yes.
You went with it. You didn't go with it, right? But this is a decision that we made together. So,
and it's a conundrum because if you sell it in a day, I personally think that if you're a pro you've done your job right and you've set those proper expectations and you sell it in a day, you should be hailed as a pro.
Right.
Now, but there's that fear of loss, right?
Because totally.
The client's fear of loss. But if you didn't sell that house inside of 45 days or it took 46 days based on the, you know, the comparable time, now you're a bum. So it's a catch 22.
Yeah, either way.
Either way.
You know, and I also like to say, it's a total bummer to be in a place where you've got a client that's upset with you. In fact, years ago, I read a stat from NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors. They said that the number one complaint for all realtors across the board, whether it's a buyer or seller, is the lack of communication. So I was able to take that information and put it into my, you know, repertoire, make sure that I don't want that to be my complaint, right?
Yeah.
My complaint is going to be something else. It's not going to be that because
take away the number one, give it be something else.
It's like, number seven is the number one.
You over communicate, bro.
That's possible. Yeah. And I usually, when I sit down with my clients, I'll ask them, how do you like to be communicated with? Just to be generic, there are certain age groups that typically like to be contacted every week by phone. They don't want email. They don't want text. I have other clients say, do not contact me for any reason unless you have an offer on my house or whatever, right?
Yep.
So it's good idea to probably communicate that up front as the agent, but let's just say the agent didn't communicate that. Then as the seller or buyer, it's your job to communicate with your agent and say,
well, hey, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, now that we know that communication, because by the way, NAR has some fantastic stats, but that is every industry. Every industry's number one issue is communication.
That makes sense, yeah. Right?
I mean, my industry, same thing. But talking about the communication, it is two-way, and I think you were just getting ready to go there. If you are frustrated or you are upset with your agent,
have you told your agent the issues you're having?
Have you communicated that?
Right. So you can't solve a problem if you don't know what there is a problem, right? Because I believe that most people, most agents in any industry, whatever, you strive to do a great job.
Yeah.
You probably think you're doing a great job. And then here's this other party that's grumbling at home privately, not telling you. And they think you're terrible and you don't even know, right?
Yeah.
And so I think it's, I think if you are having a problem, you owe all humans that opportunity to correct whatever the problem is, because they probably don't even know it's happening. Whether it's, I just wish my agent would call me once a week. Oh man, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I really apologize. Most of my clients hate it when I call them every week, especially if there's nothing going on. And so if you communicate that, then you give them the opportunity to do that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And now that you've communicated that, now you've given that opportunity. Now it's up to the agent to deliver those expectations.
Right. Because they may not have known how you felt before, but they do now. So give them a little bit of grace, you know, make sure that communication is done. But if they don't, then now it's on them, right? So now it's okay to fire them. Does it make sense?
It does.
Absolutely. You tell them, this is what I expect. Yeah. They agree. They don't
deliver. You're dead to me. And that's that.
And that's that, right?
All right. So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
For the average Joe, the common Joe, what is Joe's takeaway today?
The one takeaway today, I would say, is communicate, right? So
both sides.
That's it.
And that's solid gold.
Yes. If you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text LOAN to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text HOME to Jason at 602-975-2772 if you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.